Maybe who are you on? Alrighty, so we're doing Shabbos, Dalvan, and Aleph, Tosvos, Kodem, Shevel, Deis, or Skila in the middle of it, where Im Tomer. And basically you have this case of baking, where you put bread in the oven, okay, you put bread in the oven, and it takes time till it bakes. And in theory, if you were to pull it out before it bakes, you're not going to be chayev, because it's not going to be baking. Okay? So, I mean, basically it's on that. I mean, right? You don't need any of this, the whole gemara, anything. Just the basic halacha, that if you put bread in the oven, and it bakes, you're going to be chayev skila. Right? They warn us, so presumably they'll warn you before you put it in. If you put this in, and it bakes, you're going to be chayev skila. So, yom tomar, ve'hechi osi, le'chayev skila, ve'asra safiku. It's Asras Safek. Okay, which we don't exactly what it means. We have to figure out what exactly Asras Safek is. But he's explaining a little bit. The Vishal Shehid Big Pas B'Tanor. Because at the time that he sticks it onto the Tanor, Shemo Haya B'Daito L'Radosa Kodem Shevel D'Yisra Skila. So maybe he was not even intending to bake. He was really intending to put it on the oven wall for a few minutes. Maybe that was his intent. And now you're not Chayav Skila for putting it on the oven wall for a few minutes, you're chayav and putting it on the oven wall and baking it. But maybe that's not what he was intending. So what are they going to do? They're going to warn him and say, if you bake, you're going to be chayav skila. So, okay, fine, I understand that. That's not what I'm doing. He just puts it on the oven wall, and maybe in his head, you never know what he's thinking in his head, so maybe in his head he's thinking to pull it off. So you'll say, well, did he pull it off? Doesn't seem like he was thinking that. But he's umash lo rada, right? And the fact that he didn't pull it off, Shema Shachach Hasra. Maybe he forgot the Hasra. And it was at the time where they warned him that if you do this baking, so he says, oh, so I guess I'll just put it on only for a few minutes and I'll have to take it off because he realized. Then he forgot about that whole discussion. Forgot that they told him that. Forgot that he had that resolution, whatever it is. And then he left it on. So, but at the time where he did it, he really was not doing baking. He really was not, at least he wasn't a mazid on baking, certainly. Right? Asra, the base idea of Asra is the term that he's mazid, right? It's tricky exactly what that means, but basically, it's Asra is the term that the guy's a mazid, on his basic level. So, the saying is, maybe the guy wasn't really a mazid, because mazid means you have to intend to bake. Now, you're putting the bread in the oven, and maybe you're not intending to bake, you're just intending to leave it on for a few minutes. And then you left it, you didn't take, you it baked. Oh, you forgot. You forgot. So how could the Hasra work? The Hasra is supposed to determine that you're really amazed. And maybe he wasn't. Maybe he really had no intent to bake, and it just happened. Right, that's his question. I guess Hasra suffering on the simple level is that the Hasra, in general Hasra is, let's say Kotzer. Okay, so Kotzer is you have a knife. You're about to cut a thing off a tree, you know? Cut a grain. You know, and they say, if you cut that grain, you're going to be chayav skila. Okay? If you do this action, you are definitely going to be chayav skila. Okay? And he says, okay, half a pekin. Okay? So it's a vadai. That's a story. If you do this, you will definitely be chayav skila. But by baking, they're going to have to say, if you do this, if you put this in the oven, maybe you're going to be chayav skila. It depends. If you're thinking, I mean, there's a suffix implicit in the Hasra when they're warning him. It's not necessarily going to, they can't say with vaday that the guy's going to be chayav skila. It's kind of, in general, that's the idea. It depends on what's going to happen. We have to see. Will it bake? Maybe it's not even going to bake. For instance, if you put it in the oven, you can take it out in 5 minutes, then you're not going to be chayav. Then to say, if you put it in the oven, and it stays in there, and you leave it in, then you're going to be chayav. Right, but and not even that. I mean, that's kind of what it's about. But I mean, we have to get the concepts because it's a little tricky. But the basic one is they can't say with Vadas, if you do this, you're going to be chayiv. Okay, it's suffic. What's a little funny here is his question, or do you,
what's he doing?
I mean, I think the problem is it it's just a question. If you're telling me the guy, let's say the guy was actually planning on taking it out. He's actually planning on taking it out. Right, in 5 minutes before it baked. So then something happened. So then you're gonna have to say he was a shogeg on baking because he never really intended to bake. So maybe he was a shogeg, right? I mean, forget. I mean, you could say this is what he's asking, but I mean, forget the fact that the hasra isn't technically the proper hasra. I mean, how do I really know that he's amazing? Like Hasra Sa makes it sound like the Hasra, I'm lacking the technical requirement of Hasra. But, I mean, in order to kill a guy, I have to know that he's Mazed, right? So just say, how do I know he was Mazed? Whereas if you're willing to consider that, maybe, shouldn't Tos be say, Tos is apparently willing to consider maybe he wasn't, maybe he really was thinking that. And maybe he forgot. So shouldn't Tos's question be, so how do I really know that he's Mazed? I mean, why does he have to invoke like this principle called Hasra Safek, which we don't know exactly what it means yet, but I mean, just say, maybe it was Mazed. Maybe it was Shogeg, I mean. Maybe the guy was Shogeg. And if you tell me you don't have to worry about that stuff, then you don't have to worry about it. But apparently you do have to worry about it. So, I mean, why not just ask that? How do I even know he's if I'm not sure if a guy's Safek or Shogeg or Mazed, obviously I can't kill him. Unless that somehow is his question. I mean, unless that's the question of Hasra Safek. And what, if you hold Hasra Safek Shema Hasra, then you could kill the guy? I mean, it's a machlokas whether Hasra Safek works or not. So let's say the Hasra Safek works. Yeah, but how do I know if the guy's amazing? Like, Hasra Safek sounds like, is this a proper Hasra? But everyone holds it has to be amazing. So how do I even know the guy was amazing? Right? I mean, that I'm saying that should be told to Kasha. He's not asking that Kasha. Okay, so let's see. So Vatiritzariva. Since he put the bread in the oven immediately after they warned him, and definitely it will bake if he leaves it in there, if he doesn't pull it out, that's not considered Hasra Safek. Okay, why? Because definitely he wasn't thinking to pull it out before it baked. Definitely not. Okay, that's what we pointed out last week. I mean, as Havmina was, that maybe, right? We read this last week, but bring out the difficulty. The Havmina, the question, he says, Shema haya b'dayta l'rado sa kodim shevo l'deyas r'skila. And his answer is, Devade lo haya b'dayta l'rado sa kodim afiyah. So, I mean, exactly what he said in his question was a Shema, and now he's saying as a Vadai that it's not the case. And it's a tricky way to answer a question, but, okay. So, fine. So he definitely wasn't thinking that. Okay, it's fine. So then I guess kind of removed the problem. I guess you don't have to go further then if you just say he definitely wasn't thinking that. So I guess he'll say something, what is Hasra Safek? So he says, V'lo havi Hasra Safek, ela b'lokeach ema halabanim. Okay, so this is basically things like this. You have a lavin at the glass eye. Another essay is basically you have a lavin, I'll let it take the mother bird. And I'll let it take the mother bird from on top of her eggs. That's a lav. If you do, then you could rectify this lav by sending away the mother bird. Okay, and that, so to speak, undoes the harm or the lav, under the lav. It's nitak, it corrects it. Okay? It corrects it. Fine. Now, but let's assume you break the wings of the mother bird, or you shech the mother bird, so you thereby make it uncorrectable. Okay? You, so to speak, lock in the lav as being a permanent lav, right? Because you can't correct it anymore. Okay, so fine. So in order to, so to speak, for the lav to register, to be like a locked-in lav, which in theory you get malchus for, you have to first of all do the lav, but then you have to lock it in, because as long as you may fix it, so you can't give the guy malchus, because maybe it's not gonna be completed. So you have to do it. You have to do the lav, and then you have to break the wings. Okay, but that presents a problem of Hasra Safek. Because the Shema lo yishpar kanafel or leish chatana. So because maybe, who knows, when he picks it up, you're going to say, if you take the bird, we're going to whip you, right? Oh, but maybe not. Maybe he's never going to break the wings, right? So maybe he's never going to break the wings. So you can't, you're going to have, the warning at the moment where he takes the bird is going to be a safek. If you take it, then maybe you'll get makas. If later you break the wings. Aye, so maybe he'll say warn him then, later when he breaks the wings. But he says, but now when he can't warn him now when he breaks the wings, the lav yasra, elav kvar avar. But the asra has to be on the lav. The breaking the wings isn't the lav. They bring the wigs, just locks in the lav. But the hasro always has to be prior to the lav itself, on the lav itself. So he says, that's hasro safik. Because when you warn the guy, really, the only one it has to be before he takes the bird. Takes the bird, you're saying is, if you take the bird, then maybe you're going to be chayav malchus if you break the wings later. But that's a maybe. Okay, which sounds a little similar to our thing, but we'll get v'chein. And the second example is b'shvur, shlochi kozu, imochol zu. So you have the case where a guy says, I'm not going to eat kikar roll A if I eat kikar B. Okay? So if I eat B, then I'm not going to eat A. Okay? So then he eats A. Okay? And then afterwards he eats B. So at the moment he eats A, they can't say if you eat this, you're going to be chayav malchus, because it depends if he eats B, because the isser of A is contingent on eating B. So when you warn him on A, it's suffix. Right? Because you're masrim ba b'shas achilas isser on A, adayin b'chuzer ma'is achilas shel tanai, because then she's chayav malchus, because it's contingent on whether it's mechusar ma'isa of achilas on B. A is only usser if he ends up eating B. So when you warn him, you're going to have to say, if you eat this, and then later you do a different ma'isa, then it's going to be, but that's Hasra Safik, because the Hasra is contingent, it's a Safik. Aval Hacha, so why don't I say the same thing here, is when you put the bread in the oven, it's contingent upon, if you put it in, and then you leave it in, why don't I say it's contingent on you leaving it in? You say, oh, Kishamad Pazatan, or Ein HaFiyam, because there's Maisa. It's not pshat that if you put it in, and then you have to do something else. You don't have to do anything else. You just have to put it in, and kind of not take it out. But that's not a Chusar Maisa. He says, there's no maisa which intervenes between you doing this baking and you being chayev. And therefore, he says, asra safik is only where there's an intervening action. Mechusar maisa. Okay? Mechusar maisa. But not where you have this, you know, this just gap of time or whatever. Okay, so there's a David point that last week. He's saying, it sounds like he's giving two different answers. The first he's saying is definitely the guy's not going to pull it out. So that seems like it suffices. But then he says, oh, no, it's also, this is different because mechusar maisa or not mechusar maisa. So, like, what's the unification of this whole thing, right? Okay. So I think the right move here is to start off the end, right? The end, because let's just take the case where everyone agrees is Hasra Safik, because that's really what Tosfos is about. Is our case Hasra Safik or not? But let's understand what is Hasra Safik. Let's take the case which is definitely Hasra Safik and understand what it is. What's the concept of Hasra Safik? There's a machlokas, whether Hasra Safik Shemasra or Lav Shemasra. Okay, so let's understand that machlokas. And then, once we have an understanding of that, then I think we'll be in a position where we could try to figure out whether our case is Hasra Safik or is it not Hasra Safik. Okay? So let's say, so what's the case? Let's take the case of Hasra Safik. So I guess the case is, let's take the case of, I guess, the kikars. Okay, is that?
It's fine.
Okay, so fine. So we have this, so let's take the kikar case. So the kikar case is the first one is the Esser. Kikar A is the Esser kikar, and kikar B is the Tanaya kikar. So he's saying is, I'm not going to eat kikar A if I eat kikar B. Okay? I'm not going to eat kikar A on the condition that I end up eating kikar B. So now the guy goes to kikar A, and they warn him, and they say, listen, if you eat kikar A, and then eat kikar B, right, I mean, they're going to have to say that, so then you're going to get whipped, right? Then you get malchus. Okay?
Right? That's your
team. But the problem is, so now they're going to warn him that, right? So they're going to warn him that. Fine. But so now what's going to happen? Now in theory, so you'll say, oh, so now he'll eat A, and then he'll eat B, so we'll give him malchus because we warned him. Yeah, but how do you know that at the time where he ate B, A, he was planning on eating B? And how do you know that he was planning on doing that?
Why does it matter what he was planning on doing?
Because, see, he has to be mazed. And A is only usar if B is eaten. Notice the isar on A is only, like if I know, for instance, let's say I know I'm not going to eat B. Say B is never going to be eaten. You know, so now when I eat A, I'm doing a mother action, right? If I'm convinced that B is, that's it. I hate that kind of bread. I'm definitely not going to eat that bread. You know, so now when I eat A, it's not awesome. So they can warn me as much as they want, but it's not mezer, it's not an aveira even. I'm doing something perfectly fine. So now what? Then now comes along eating B, but B's not my yeser. A was my yeser, and A was perfectly fine. Right. So if he was intending to eat to only eat A and not B, and then he, so to speak, got into a pressing situation and was had to eat B, so then it turns out A, well, he was over on A, but it was b'shogeg. Because he really thought, he was honestly thought that he wasn't going to be eating B. So it's true they warned him, but at the time of the Isser, which was the A, retroactively A was the Isser, but at that moment he was really a shogeg. Right? If he knew he was going to eat A and then B, he was about to eat them both, and he was planning on that, so then he was doing an Isser b'mezid, but the shame Isser didn't emerge until after he ended up eating B. Fine. So that's fine. Isser could emerge retroactively. But he was amazed. When he was eating A, he knew what was going to happen. He was intending to do an Isser. And they warned him his then to do it. But maybe when they warned him, he really, honestly, was not planning on doing it. And then afterwards, something happened. So maybe he was a shogeg. So now I could, Asra work. The whole thing of Asra here is supposed to function to make a guy to determine that the guy was amazing. And it's not very effective. That seems to be Asra Safik. I mean, Tosus says that on the bird case. I mean, even though he doesn't say explicitly in this case, but say on the bird case and on the bacon case. He says, Shema Leish Brekinafel, Leish Latana. Maybe he's not going to do it. So how are you going to warn the guy? Maybe he's not going to do it. Okay. So my question is, so how could he even argue on that? I mean, that sounds pretty convincing. The guy was a shogeg. Maybe he was a shogeg. He'll tie now. He'll bring him to court and say, listen, I was a shogeg. Now what are you going to do? Are you going to kill him? How are you going to do that? How could he even argue on this? I mean, this is a machlokas. Whether I saw a suffix shmasra or a suffix shmasra. So how could it be even a question here? What's the question? Where's the room for question? Good question. That's a good question. Why do you say that? Okay, that's a question. Let's say a guy shoots someone, the guy. You say, if you shoot him, you're going to be chayav mesa. If you kill him, you're going to be chayav mesa. And he shoots him and he kills him. So the guy will say, well, maybe I really wasn't aiming for him. And I really meant to scare him. I was really aiming for a centimeter off of his ear. And it turns out, oops, hit him. So is that a good taina? Or are you going to kill the guy? Obviously, you're going to kill the guy, right? Mm-hmm. So why did you say maybe? Yeah, Ariel's saying right. Is that there's an assumption? There's an assumption that this is like an umdana. This actually is often like an umdana. It's like an assumption. And the umdana that the guy was. If a guy shoots a guy, you warn him. You say if you shoot the guy, you're going to kill him. And he shoots the guy and ends up killing him. You don't say maybe. You can make up anything. But there's an umdana that if a guy is aiming the gun at the guy and he pulls the trigger and he shoots him and hits him in his head, so you don't say maybe he was intending to miss him and he got lucky and he ended up hitting him. That's an umdana that's not the case. That we could derive from what happened that's what was trying to happen. And if you're going to worry, maybe that's like what you're saying about a mayor, maybe he was a treifa, maybe he was this, maybe he was that. But in halacha, there's certain standard assumptions you have a right to assume, and that's the way the halacha system works. There's you can introduce possibilities like that, you could, there's very little you can end up knowing in halacha. So there's an umdana that if a guy is shooting a guy and he hits him, then that's what he's trying to do. They warned him before, and he shot the guy. And he's you don't say maybe he's trying to. You don't get off like that. I mean,
it could be that you're going to kill
someone. Yeah, that's the case, right? Halacha's halacha. I mean, that's right. You could, even with Edom, you say it could be. Do you know that the Edom are cracked? I mean, there's always going to be possibilities, but there's a halachic system, and the halachic system says that that this is a valid assumption. There are valid assumptions in halacha, and that's a valid assumption. And therefore, it's similarly in this case. Similarly, in this case, by the. By the case of the kikars, I would say the same thing should apply. Is he eats one kikar, and then he eats the other kikar. Okay, you warn him. You say, if you eat this kikar, and then you eat that kikar, you're going to be chayef. Okay, and he eats one kikar, and then he eats the other kikar. So you say, maybe the guy really was planning on eating, only eating the first one. And then, right after he ate the first one, the shogeg, not, you know, no intent, then he somehow forgot the whole thing, changed his mind, and then ate the second one. That's a crazy assumption, and therefore I'd say the standard, at least this is one argument, is that that's the Evan Umdana, that the guy was deaf, was not a shogeg, the guy was amazed. Okay, and it was from all interpretations, I mean, that's halacha. I mean, the guy, you never know with 100% certainty the guy's amazed, but that's a guy, that's amazed. What do you want him to do? I mean, that's not amazed, nothing's amazed. You say, if you eat this, and then you eat that, then you mechay, and you say, he eats it, and then he eats that. I mean, say maybe he forgot it. That's too far out. That's not There's a certain legitimate rational assumptions that halacha has to work with. And if you're not going to take those umdanas into consideration, then you don't know anything in halacha.
Can you define that?
But I guess the thing is, you assume that if a guy that if a guy does an action, or he does a sequence of actions, he intended to do what he did. I mean, as if you tell a guy beforehand, he had full knowledge of the information beforehand, and then he goes ahead and does the actions, you assume that he was doing what he intended to be doing. But if a guy showed you, say, he didn't know it was Shabbos, he didn't know there was such an Esser, but he knew the Esser, he knew full well what was going on, he did this thing, so you assume that when a guy does something, he does something, you assume he was intending to do what he did. And that's an assumption. You don't assume a guy was doing one thing and is intending to do something totally different. And Shogi is a guy who says, I didn't know it was Shabbos, didn't know the thing was Osir. But if a guy does a thing, you don't say, well, maybe, oh, I didn't realize I was plowing. I thought I was whatever. I mean, that's, you just make up. When a guy does something, you assume that he was planning to do what he did. So a guy eats two kikars, you assume he's planning to do two kikars. You don't assume that. Maybe he was only planning to eat one, and then in the middle he changes his mind. I mean, you just don't posit. It's like in Isser also you say like that. I mean, Chesuk Yisrael Machzikinon. You don't just posit. Maybe a guy came in with treif, mixed it into my thing, did all kinds of crazy things. There's some things you just don't have to assume. Halacha works with assumptions of rationality, and you don't have to posit. It's like, so to speak, Occam's razor. You don't just posit crazy things from happening in any area of halacha. It's just that's just irrational. Halacha is not like neurotic like that. Neurotic people consider all these kinds of crazy things. But normal people don't do that. And halacha is a rational system. You couldn't have a system if you can always consider every single maybe. And there are certain maybes which are real legitimate assumptions. You have to have like a lay this a suffix, something which pushes you towards considering an assumption. But you don't just say maybes. If the facts indicate a certain reality, then that's the reality you can assume. And therefore, I'm saying is that there's never a question here whether the guy's shogeg or mezer. Assumption based on the umdana, the guy's mezer. Based on the umdana, the guy's mezer. Yes. So I would apply the same argument to afia. By afia also, a guy puts bread in the oven. I mean, I think that's what he's saying at the end. I mean, you have to figure out exactly what his avmina is. But that's what he's saying. The guy puts the bread in the oven. You say, don't put this, don't bake this stuff. If you bake it, you chayev misa. And the guy puts the bread in the oven, and it's omed to be baked. You don't say, definitely, the guy was planning on baking the thing. And you see afterwards, it baked. It's not like he went and he took it out. So you say, maybe he really wasn't planning on taking it out. Then afterwards, he forgot the thing. That's crazy. That's not a normal assumption. That's far out. That's a crazy assumption. Now, I know the Havmina is asking that. I know that's, but I'm just saying, this is my start. I'm starting here. Saying is that's what that I'd say the same thing by Afia. You don't assume maybe the guy underwent amnesia at the moment that after he finished put the bread in the oven. He's a positing shogeg, and that it's far out. It's fine. You don't have to assume that. I'm saying this can't be a question of Asra Safik. This is just umdana. This is how halacha works. The whole system works on principles like this. This isn't questionable. Now we're going to figure out. So what is Tosas Kasha? What is Asra Safik then? That's what we have to figure out. So what is Asra Safik? Because it certainly sounds like in Asra Safek, they are saying maybe the guy didn't plan on, maybe he wasn't going to break the wings. I mean, what I'm saying now is I'm saying in a strong way, but I mean, so what is Asra Safek? Isn't that exactly what they're saying? Is maybe when the guy took the mother bird, he wasn't going to break the wings. Maybe when he ate the first kikar, he wasn't going to eat the second one. So I mean, isn't that the point here? We're saying is that the umdana is if a guy took the mother bird, broke its wings, then you don't say maybe he wasn't going to do that. That's what he did, and that's the umdana is. The guy didn't change his mind in the middle. Changed his mind in the middle. He's positing something where there's no evidence for it. You don't just posit things without evidence. So that's going to be a question now. So what is Asra Safek? What's the whole issue of Asra Safek? The question really is, well, so what is Asra Safek? Forget Totosis comes after you know what Asra Safek is. After there's a Machlokes Asra Safek, there's a question whether our case is Asra Safek. My question is, take the normal case of Asra Safek. Let's say the Machlokes about the bird case. The bird case, you take the bird or the kikar. You eat one kikar and then you eat the other kikar. The question is that a good Asra or is that not a good Asra? That's the question. Machlokes. Okay, so what's the machlokas? What's the svara to say that's good asra? What's the svara to say that's not good asra? Yeah, so let's say that, like, there's definitely a thing of shasra is l'havcha min shogeg the mezer. So if you just take that basic way, differentiate between shogeg and mezer, that's a standard function of asra to determine the guy's shogeg or mezer. That's why that's the idea of asra. Right, a guy kills someone, or a guy does an asra on Shabbos, did he know it was Shabbos or not? Did he know there was skilo for this thing or not? That's simple, right? So you warn a guy, now you know he's mezer. Otherwise, who knows? Maybe he knew, maybe he didn't know, right? So, in this case, what would you say? Is it mavchin? Does a hasra function to be mavchin, minchag mezit, to determine that the guy was mezit?
Yeah.
Right. So it seems in this case it does, because you tell him that if you eat this thing, and then the next thing, if you eat A and then B, you're going to be chayev. He eats A, and eats B. Now, since you see he ate B right after A, the assumption was that was what he was, the undenoy is that he was intending to do that. So, therefore, the guy had knowledge of the Isser, and he went along and did it. I mean, the Hasra is functioning together with that Umdana, that he didn't change his mind in the middle, but that's just a normal assumption in Halacha. So, basically, it would seem the Hasra, so after, looking back on this thing, after, historically, Bezin looks back on the thing, and they say, was the guy Mezer or Shogi? He says, Mezer. He says, how do you know? Well, he was warned right beforehand, and then he went through with it. So, that tells us, Bezin, that the guy was a Mezer. So, perfect. What more could you want? What more could you want? So, what more could you want? So, what's the other side? Right, that's the question. I mean, that's a simple. I think that's the simplest way to go. Right, that's what you're saying.
So both is a sign of it.
What? So. And it sounds like they're kind of saying is, well, maybe the guy wasn't going to do it, but he did do it, and you see, he did do it, and sometimes the guy did it. He was intending it the whole time. So, what's the argument to say? That it's not Shema Hasra.
Well,